I kind of wanted to get this out there and just express how important it is to not use the idea of personality types and labels to box our horses into certain actions, and that they are always this way and they will always be this way, and also not to use those as permission for ourselves to treat our horses a certain way. Hey there, welcome to another episode of the Willing Equine Podcast. I'll be recording this episode in my car, so the audio may not be super clear, and sometimes I have my kids with me, so if you hear a little bit from them, I apologize, but hopefully you can still enjoy the podcast. I'd love to hear from you after you listen to the podcast, so feel free to comment on any of my social media platforms or email me or even send me an Anchor voice message. So, today I want to talk about kind of an area that is a little bit my interpretation. It's a little bit of my experience. There's also a lot of science behind it as well. But I wanted to talk about personality. So, the personality of a horse, you know, what they're like, who they are, versus what's training, what's environmental influences, what's how they've been conditioned. And I'm going to start off by saying it's a little bit of everything. So that it's going to be really challenging in any given horse to separate those two, to separate what is just innate, like it's just there, it's part of their genetic makeup. And then there's what's been conditioned and what's been taught to them over the years. And I think one of the biggest one of the most problematic things we can do as a horse owner, trainer, caregiver is attribute too much to a personality type. So we almost use the personality as an excuse or something to blame or a reason to utilize more aversive or harsh training methods in a lot of cases, or we use it to ignore symptoms of something else going on. And let me give you some examples. So a lot of lesson horses, ponies, school ponies or whatever, have the personality trait they're thought of as they are just lazy. They are stubborn. They are manipulative. They are ponies tend to get that terrible saying, like they're a little, you know, terrorists, they're little devils, I don't know, whatever you want to call them, like they're just terrible little things, they're too smart or little wicked pony. And let me just say that I don't think ponies are that way. Actually, I have my own mini pony and he is so smart and so sweet. I love him. And yes, he is smart. And that's okay. So I'm jumping ahead here. So that's one example. We have created this false personality type to excuse or look past certain things that have possibly been trained or conditioned or are symptoms of something greater that we're ignoring. So in school, lesson horses where we call them lazy or stubborn or all of that, that's another situation where we are using labels and we are attributing that to a personality type, like their personality, they were just born lazy, they were just born stubborn. The other one we do a lot is mares. We tend to think that their personality type is that they're just grumpy, they're just sassy, like that's their personality. But there's also more positive ways of attributing personality types. So, well, at least we think of them as positive, I should say that. So we can say that a horse is just very energetic, or their personality type is they are very enthusiastic or really love to jump, or that they are outgoing, or I don't know. There's lots of things we can use. We can say they love to compete. They're competitive. That's another one of my... I'm not saying that some horses aren't competitive, but it's one of those things. Are they actually competitive? Is that a personality type of a horse? Is that a personality trait of a horse? Or is that something that is... it's a word, it's a label, it's something that we like and and we're attributing it to the horse to bypass certain symptoms, or maybe with a skillful trainer, they've actually taught the horse that being, you know, fast and in we're saying competitive, but what does that look like to the horse? Does that just mean that they run faster? Does that mean they actually enjoy the applause? You could theoretically train a horse. You could condition a positive association with being applauded, so that an audience erupting in applause, if that was a conditioned reinforcer, yes, a horse could love being applauded. Like, there could be something that they really enjoy. But I don't think a lot of trainers take the time to actually do that. I think instead what we see is that the horse speeds up when people are applauding, and it makes them more like, quote unquote, fiery and energetic. Is that really energetic and fiery, or are they getting a little worked up and scared? Like the stress and the tension is building up, and so they're going faster, they're jumping higher, they're trying to get out of there as fast as they can, essentially. Is that us attributing a competitive personality type to a behavior that actually means something else entirely? So there's tons of possible things going on here. There's tons of, it could be bad, we could be thinking it was a bad personality type versus a good personality type, and all along it has nothing to do with personality type and everything to do with conditioning and training. Or maybe there has been actual training. You know, maybe, again, there's training that has intentionally created this. So I could intentionally, you know, train a horse to trot whenever I cued the trot, and they appeared to be really happy about it, and it led to a positive reinforcer. So it's something they were enthusiastic about. But is that horse, deep down at a core genetic level, a very energetic horse? Do they actually love running and jumping and playing? And is that their personality type? Is that their genetic makeup? Or have I conditioned certain behaviors and certain actions from the horse to get something that they want? And not that that's a bad thing. I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, that's essentially what training is we are conditioning and training certain behaviors that we want and certain behaviors a way that we don't want. That's all what it is. I mean, it's all that. But I think it becomes dangerous when we start attributing these actions of the horse and the things that they do based on conditioning and training to a personality type, because it automatically removes obligation from the trainer and the human to look at their own training, to look at what they're doing, especially when it's a negative thing. So going back to the lazy school ponies, it would be easy to say, oh, he's just lazy and doesn't want to do his job, and that's his personality type. This immediately excuses us or allows us to use harsher methods, because that's just stubborn of him. That's not, you know, not right. He's just lazy. Don't let him get away with that. And so it becomes this, we're giving ourselves permission to treat that horse in a way that we think that personality type is suited to, like that's what they need. They couldn't possibly respond to kinder methods or be given a choice in the matter, or, you know, be, you know, use positive reinforcement to teach these horses, because they are bullies. They're lazy, they're stubborn, they're aggressive, even mean horses. That's another personality trait and label that we put on horses. So label and personality, I think, personality type, I think have become synonymous to a certain degree when we're laying it, you know, when we're giving it to another being. It's one thing to say that our personality type, we feel like we are prone to being sensitive, or prone to, we're just a little bit more laid back. We prefer easier, you know, going situations. We don't like to get out and do really intense sports, things like that. Okay, that's fine for us to say about ourselves, but it's a fine line, and it's a careful walk we have to walk. We have to be careful with our words when we're using it to describe somebody else that isn't, that doesn't have a voice, doesn't have a way of communicating certain things. So it becomes a label at that point. We are labeling this animal this way or that way and just saying that that's their personality type. So, which brings me to then, is there such a thing as a personality type? Are there certain horses that are this way and certain horses that are that way? Let me tell you a little, first of all, my answer is yes. Absolutely. There are genetic makeups, there are genetic tendencies that we are born with. And part of it, the reality is that our upbringing and the conditioning of our environment does change our personality and our preferences. It does. It will change and kind of warp or evolve our genetic tendencies to a certain degree. So we can't fully remove those two things from each other. But there have been horses that I have met. My mare Tiger is one of them. And where she was like riding a rocket, like just spitfire, like crazy intense, go, 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 anytime you got in the saddle. But as soon as I put her out back to pasture, that was all, she would only walk. Like maybe she'd trot a little bit, but not really. Like there wasn't this like burning fire of energy. She wasn't the horse to leap and play around the pasture. She wasn't the horse to run around. She's perfectly content to lazily, and that, again, I just used a label. So very relaxed, and meaning that she's just kind of casually moving, grazing. She would walk to come up to eat her dinner. She would walk to do these other things. And she was really mellow with her buddies, so they would never bicker, they would never play fight. It was just really laid back and low key in general. Anytime I wasn't involved, as soon as I was involved, or any human for that matter, and this was early on in our relationship, she started getting really, you know, it could have been easily thought of as an energetic and wants to go, 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 and she just has tons of energy, and she's just that kind of horse. That's her personality. But I knew from watching her, or at least I didn't know at the time, and I've gotten a lot better about recognizing this, but I had this feeling from the very beginning that that was not her genetic tendency. That is not who she wanted to be. And I don't think she sat there and thought, like, I want to be this type of horse or whatever. But it wasn't who she was naturally, and what she would choose to do without the outside coercion or the outside influences of a person nearby. So it became very obvious that this horse was genetically and personality type a very laid back, easygoing, loved to just do mellow things on her own. That was her personality. That was who she was. That was what she was like with her buddies. That was what she was like on a day-to-day basis. But so then I needed to say to myself, okay, so if I want her to feel, so I needed to recognize that her go, 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 her lots of energy, her hypersensitivity to cues and everything wasn't her personality, that was actually a symptom of something deeper going on and a fear reaction. So for her, that was a fear. And this was really interesting to recognize because I love horses that are go, 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 and that are super sensitive to cues and or any leg. And when I'm saying cues, so it kind of depends. So now my idea of a cue is a little different than my ideas of cue back then, back in the day. But she was always sensitive to any leg touch, any tactile cues, anything, because they predicted something. They predicted increased pressure, aversive pressure, or they predicted punishment. So for her, those cues were very, they caused very volatile reactions from her because of how she was started and ridden before me. So all of these years I've had her have been an effort to get her to express her true self. And I say that with the understanding that she probably isn't sitting there going, I want to be myself and all of this. But I, you know, from a scientific standpoint or a behavioral analysis standpoint, her true self was who she was without that is outside influence of me, that or any human that predicted an aversive or frightening situation. So I wanted her to feel comfortable enough around me to do those things, and then we could build from there anything else that I wanted on top of that if I felt like it wasn't going to impact our relationship or make her stressed again or whatever. And it's been a very fine line with her. It's taken time. But she has mellowed tremendously. I mean, she is doing, like, I feel like she is more confident in just doing what it is she wants to do. And then she joins in with me. So that was a really good example for me, learning the difference between personality type and conditioned behaviors dependent on outside influences or, yeah, and so other things, a symptom of something else going on. And I think this happens with a lot of horses, especially show horses or race horses, and any time, and this is where it gets to be this fine line, and I have to be very careful when I get into discussions with people, because a lot of times people think their horses love to show or they love to race. Race horses love to race. Do they? Will they do it on their own? I don't know. I'm not going to presume that I know your horse, but there have been only a couple horses, actually probably say one horse that I know of right now, where genuinely she would, I spent a long time trying to decide if she would, she just loves to run. Like that horse, I've never seen a horse that runs for the pure joy of it. It seems like, it appears to me, like this horse. Most horses, when I find them running around in the pasture, there's usually some sort of panic trigger or fear trigger. And they'll all start running together and they're super worked up. And that doesn't mean that it's necessarily, obviously, I want to avoid those panic triggers and the fear triggers, but just because horses are running around doesn't mean it's the end of the world and you got to stop it and all that. I mean, sometimes horses just run because they're horses, but this horse, she would just be grazing and hanging out, and it was like, she's like, it's time to run, and she would just start running. Nobody else was running, and she's just running, and then she'd come to a stop, and she was like, okay, cool, and she'd just hang out, and then she'd graze, and then, you know, I may only see that once that day, but she would do it quite often, and I feel like that mare really loved to run, and she was actually bred to run. So, and she's a quarter horse, so she, I think, if I'm not mistaken, she has barrel racing lines in her. So, I'm not saying that there are not horses that love to run, but I think there are far fewer horses that are genetically born loving to compete, loving to run, loving to jump and all that. And so I think a lot of times what we're saying is their personality, they're just competitive, they're outgoing, they're go, 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 they love to jump, is really us just labeling and symptoms of outside influences. And depending on the source of those outside influences, whether it's a positive outside influence or a negative one of some kind, negative truly meaning like something unpleasant, negative, aversive. I think we have to be careful with that. We have to be careful saying that that's their personality type. And this is also why I have trouble with personality typing horses, left brain, right brain, introverted, extroverted. I've met a lot of horses that were initially thought of as like this very introverted horse, hypersensitive, all of that, and it's fear. And as soon as you can help the horse feel more confident in their environment and more confident around people, they suddenly become this very extroverted, if you're going to use labels, a very extroverted horse that is like, yes, let's do more, let's engage, let's have fun. And this has a lot to do with the training approach too. Horses that are originally were trained with very traditional or natural horsemanship training methods have one type of quote unquote personality. And as soon as you start training with positive reinforcement and you go through the process of, working them up out of all the baggage they might have and everything, and you go through that transition period where they start to realize that, oh, there's food involved, and they get like kind of a little bit crazy for a little bit, and then you start to settle, and then they start to realize they have a choice, and it takes a couple of months, if not longer, but you finally start to meet this totally different horse. Like their whole personalities will change. And again, personality, what is that? So I am hesitant ever to say a horse has a certain personality type unless I feel like the horse is, well, let's put it this way. Whenever I meet a horse, the horse that I meet in that moment, I won't say is that's their personality. Even if I continue to work with them or if I've known them for a long time, I won't say it's their personality until I spend enough time observing them without outside influences of humans and I make sure that they're in an environment where all their needs are met. So they have forage 24/7, they're not in tight restricted spaces, they're not isolated for periods of the day, they have companions, it's a stable herd environment, you know, all these different factors that go into providing the species the environment that they need. And then, you know, removing sugar from their diet, all these different things that I will do. I will create a healthy, species appropriate environment for them and diet for them. And then I will start training in a way where they have choice and autonomy, and that there's, you know, that I'm not the only source of reinforcement, that there's other food available, that there's options to be made. So after I spend months of this and I observe them in their pasture environment with their companions, and then I start to see how they're interacting with me and interacting in the training, once I see that they do recognize they have a choice, then I feel more confident in saying what the horse's personality type might be, that maybe genetically they're this way or that way. And some horses are genetically, you know, really just like, let's go, let's go. They're like super intense. And some horses get genetically a little bit more distractible. I have one mare in particular who I find that she's just chronically kind of gets distracted easily. And it may still be a symptom of something else, or maybe a health something going on. But I've had her for a very, very long time. And I've done all of these things I'm talking about in this episode, and she's still, and it's not a bad thing. She just sometimes, I don't know. I just feel like her attention span is just a little bit shorter than some, and that's okay. Whereas the opposite side, I have, you know, certain horses where I feel like they would train all, they're like super intense. And I joke that they're the kind of type A. They're just like really just intense personalities. Just go, go, go. They're almost perfectionists. And these are a lot of labels. Really, a lot of this is stuff that I've conditioned into them, especially since the particular horse I'm thinking of, I've raised her since she was very young. And we've done a lot of training, or all of our training since the beginning has been with positive reinforcement. It requires a lot of cognitive processing. So she has learned over the years to think and process and stay, you know, intentional with her actions, be intentional with her actions. So, but you know, over years and years and years of this becomes conditioned into her personality. Her genetic makeup and all of that is also part of it, but that's the other part I was mentioning, is that over time, these influences do become part of their personality type. So she has a certain quote-unquote personality type. Genetically, though, if we're just going to look at pure energy level, let's say, where how much she loves to run versus mellow and chilling, she is a much mellower horse. Absolutely, I can get energy out of her. I can train it. I can condition it to make it a positive experience for her, to expend energy. But she's more of an energy conserver. She likes a lot of walking, some trotting. But some of that may have been influenced since the early years. She had knee problems, and she went a long time with pain in her legs that we didn't recognize. So that may have been part of conditioning her current personality type in that area. Who knows? Maybe in the next 2-3 years, as she gets stronger, I spend more time reinforcing the forward movement, as she's feeling better, all of that, she may change. That may shift. She may become more enthusiastic in her energy expenditure. So her personality type might change. I'm trying to think of other areas that might say about her personality. So she has a tendency, for anybody who might be curious, this is River I'm talking about. River, I could say that she is more, has a personality type that is more, she has a propensity to resource guard. So resource guard, or become a little anxious around food. I could say that was her personality, but what I can also tell you is that she was weaned way too early and very suddenly. She went through a strong depression where she didn't eat much of anything. They didn't ever feed her with her mom. So she didn't know what grain was. She wouldn't eat grain. So she went through that stage in her life for a couple of months, and she lost a lot of weight. She was very depressed about food. And then, since then, she has always been bottom of the food chain, as far as that she has never felt comfortable enough to push any other horses away from her food. They always push her away from her food. So that may have contributed, that she's always been, even though she's almost 4 years old and there are horses smaller than her or newer to the herd or whatever, she's always the most passive in the herds. I could say that was a personality trait. I don't know if that's conditioned or genetic or whatever. I could say that that being passive towards the other horses has been conditioned because she's always grown up with adult horses, so she didn't spend a lot of early years. I mean, she spent those first 4.5 months with her foals in her herd, but after that, it was always been with adult horses, so that could have attributed to it. But as it is, we're here where we are now, you know, years and years later, so maybe it is part of her personality trait now because it was conditioned early on. So with the food, and then she developed ulcers, very severe ulcers after all of her knee surgeries and just transporting back and forth, lots of stress there, which ulcers can cause stomach pain, which can then cause stress around food because food alleviates that pain in the stomach because it fills the stomach back up and it buffers the stomach acid. So there's a lot of factors that have gone into creating this quote-unquote personality type of being anxious around food. So anyway, I could go on and on and on with different horses and different case studies and different experiences I've had and over the years how their personalities have changed. And just, you know, obviously we could spend a lot of time and we could pick it apart, and we could even say this about ourselves as well. I know for myself who my personality and who I was 10 years ago is very different from the person I am now. So personality is always evolving, but there are some genetic tendencies, I believe. There are some genetic, like, innate behaviors that you're born with or tendencies that you're born with where, you know, your genetic code might say that, I don't know. They have a lot to do. Our genetics obviously have a lot to do with structure and how we're built and how we develop. But a good example of a similar example of this is you might have a genetic coding that says that, I'm trying to think. So you might have a genetic coding to say that you have a tendency to have a slower metabolism, let's say. And as you're growing up, though, what you're eating, how you're eating it, how active your family is, how much time you spend in front of the TV, did you drink a lot of Coke and soda? Did you eat a lot of sugary foods, a lot of processed foods? This can all affect the development of your metabolism and your digestive system and everything, so that it kind of triggers or makes worse the tendency for your metabolism to be slower or faster or whatever it is. You know, for me, I have I was born with a really, really high metabolism, but certain changes in my life, certain things that I do and how I've eaten and how active I am over the years has absolutely impacted where I carry weight, how I carry weight, how fast I burn through the food I'm eating, what food I need to be eating, all of that. Whereas if I had chosen or grown up or my parents had chosen for me a different lifestyle, sure, maybe it would have changed that. So that's kind of the difference in. And just to preface, I am not a doctor, I'm not a vet, I'm not a scientist in that area. If I said anything that wasn't, like, factually sound, obviously you can message me if you want, but I'm just trying to find an example, a relatable example of how a horse could be born with a certain set of DNA or genetic tendencies, but then their environment and training and conditioning and health and lifestyle can impact that personality type and impact those genes and how they're functioning over the years. And they can even be reversed to a certain degree. Not completely reversed, but you kind of get what I mean. Like if a horse has already had a genetic tendency to be prone to being a little bit more fearful or a little bit more reactive, and then the environment has just been anxiety-inducing, fear-inducing. It'll absolutely amp up that already, you know, genetic tendency. But then the reverse can happen too, where you can start to pull, you know, you can start to rehab that. You can start to bring them back to a more stable state, or they're less prone to that. But you're never going to be able to fully rule out the fact that those genes are there. So anyway, I hope that this made even some sense and was helpful, even to slight, and I don't know if it would be helpful, but I kind of wanted to get this out there and just express how important it is to not use the idea of personality types and labels to box our horses into certain actions, and that they are always this way and they will always be this way, and also not to use those as permission for ourselves to treat our horses a certain way. And on another note, to allow it to give us permission and comfort and reassurance and reinforcement to continue to pursue allowing or getting the horse back to a natural state for them and their genetic state, their natural tendencies, their natural how they want to be or how they are without our influence. And I think that watching your horses interact with other horses and by themselves on their own. Oh, and I guess I need to insert this into sometimes horses that have never experienced a natural lifestyle, or I should say a more species appropriate lifestyle, are never have never been allowed to act on that, those needs and those wants, and they may not know what to do with it. So you might actually see that for a while that your horse out in the pasture is a little bit more frantic, and you're like, okay, well, I guess that's their genetic type, is they're just frantic all the time. That's not true either. So you have to be careful with that. If your horse was just recently thrown out to pasture after being stalled its whole life, you have to take that into consideration. You have to also take into consideration that if it's a new herd or an unstable herd and they're not, that they're more aggressive towards each other, that there's horses always coming and going, then that might impact what you're seeing out in the pasture. So obviously use common sense and just get to know your horse. Try your hardest to get them to an environment where they can be themselves and be who they, you know, who they were literally born to be. And then start watching them, observing them, and then see what it is that they like to do, what they want to do, what's their personality type in that state, in a natural state. And then that's more of who they truly are and who you can work with, or who you can work towards them being when interacting with you. And you can work on this or that, and you can improve this or that, especially when they're engaging with you. But try not to go too wholesale, too far away from who they are, and asking for too much away from what they would like to be naturally and what they do naturally on their own. And I think if we can do that, if we can have that mindset and that focus, we're going to have a much better relationship with our horses, a relationship that is more based off of what we say it is, which is the love of the horse and wanting to be with horses and enjoy them and experience horses for who they are, instead of this a relationship where we're always trying to change them and warp them and make them something that they're not and turn them into something that they're not. I don't think that that's a healthy relationship, whether it's with another horse or another human. And it's also, I think we're lying to ourselves to say that then we are doing it because we love horses. We're horseback riders and equestrians because we love horses. We're trainers because we love horses. If we can't accept who our horses are and work with that and be happy with that, then we aren't actually doing it because we love horses and that we want to take care of them and give them their best. We are doing it because we love what they can give us. And that's a really one-sided relationship. And I encourage you to think about how you can make it a mutually beneficial relationship and how you can love your horse for the horse that they are. Thanks so much for listening. If you'd like to find out more, head to my website, thewillingequine.com. On there, I have a really extensive blog. I'm a very prolific writer. And I also have an FAQ page. And the FAQ has all kinds of things. It has questions and answers about training and about my training specifically, as well as just general about working with positive reinforcement. There's also sections on there about health and behavior. So all of that. I'm also on a lot of different social media platforms, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, so check those out. And I'd love to hear from you, so don't hesitate to email or send me a message.